This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Drivers heading east through Denver this weekend should prepare for major disruption. All lanes of I-70 eastbound are closing from 8 p.m. tonight through Monday morning. The closure starts at Washington Street and stretches to the interchange with I-270. Drivers should use I-25 to 270 to get around the closure. Of all the ballots cast in the recent primary election, only 0.1% were cast in person. CPR's Max Lubers has more.
Colorado voters tend to overwhelmingly mail back or drop off their ballots, so that divide isn't unusual. But look closer, and more patterns show up. 2/3 of in-person voters cast GOP ballots, perhaps reflecting the distrust some Republicans have for mail balloting. Yet women ages 24 to 34 cast 900 Democratic ballots in person, outpacing most other demographics. CU Boulder political science professor Michelle Ferguson attributed the bump to the overturning of Roe v. Wade days before the primary.
That people would go that extra step says to me something about their motivation level.
In general, women split 50-50 in the Democratic and Republican primaries, while men favored the Republican ballot by 60%. I'm Max Lubers, CPR News.
A flash flood watch is in effect until 9 p.m. for multiple counties west of Denver. The National Weather Service says heavy rainfall up to 1 inch and possible thunderstorms are expected for East Troublesome, Cameron Peak, Williams Fork, and Cowood Burnscars. This is CPR News and KRCC.